Start your day with Martin Besser.
I listen to Martin every morning.
Weekday, 6 to 9.
Love the show.
My tonics are out the door.
So this video went viral of a cash in transit van under attack, and the driver, his name is Leo Prinsloo, keeping so calm and navigating their way through it. Himself and the guy who was in the passenger seat, Lloyd Mtombeni, and just showing incredible skill and temperament, really. On the line this morning is, as I understand, is his boss, the MD of the Fortis Group, Dion Kutsia. Dion, goeiemôre, dankie vir jou tyd. Hoe gaan dit?
Goeiemôre, dankie met jou.
Lekker, dankie man. Is ek reg as ek sê, am I right in saying that video should never have been released? Was it leaked?
That's correct. That video was leaked, and that's why you guys are talking to me.
And not to Leo.
Apologies for that. I know you want him, but now you're stuck with me because you have to take him out of circulation.
Why is that?
Because we are talking organized crime that's involved here, and there's already been some death threats on his life. So,
oh no.
We have to contain this now for the next couple of days. And then we will give you Leo, don't worry.
Shame, no problem. But that's terrible, though. So when you say organized crime, what do you mean?
I can't let out the cat out of the bag, but at the end of the day, all these big heists are somehow linked to organized crime. This country is rife with gangs, and if we think gangs, if I say gang, then the normal man on the street thinks Cape Flats. But we are talking much, much bigger than this, international gangs and so on and so forth.
Oh, wow.
And that's the issue that we have here.
Because the cash in transit heists, I mean, it's been a thing now for a number of years. I mean, is there a way of containing it then, if you're up against these international gangs, in your words?
What we're hoping at this stage this video will bring to the industry is a way of changing the MO, you know, how we do this. The training that the guys need, the type of operator that you need on the vehicle. That's what we're hoping for now. That might be the good that come out of this video.
Because Leo was just exceptional. I mean, and he's very well trained. Give me a bit of background on him.
Yeah, that's right. Leo spent 12 years in the police task force.
Okay.
As an instructor there as well. And thereafter, he's had his own company for about 14, 15 years now. Yeah. And together with Fortis is an umbrella organization for guys like Leo, Mark Human, and other guys, trainers in South Africa and internationally, so that we can do what we do.
So am I right in saying, I mean, what you're saying as well, I mean, Leo should be training every single cash in transit driver, really. I mean, and upskill
basically
them.
That's it, yes.
Yeah.
That's it. Leo and guys like Leo should be training all the cash in transit guys in South Africa. That's definitely what we hope for.
Because that is just exceptional what he did there. He just he navigated the way through it, and these guys that attack these fans, I mean, they also come well planned and with a lot of skill as well. Am I right?
That's correct. You need to understand let's start off. They use high-powered vehicles.
Okay?
That's the stuff they steal. Right?
Okay.
So they steal specific vehicles to be used in these heists. Mm. And then they've got guys that actually have done advanced driving courses.
Mm.
They come in groups of anything from 10 to 30 guys.
Sure.
You know, that should show you the intent.
Yeah. And they're heavily armed as well.
Oh, yes, definitely. Heavily armed and obviously explosives involved. So not any man can just use explosives. So that's also a special skill set, you know.
But Dion, when you talk about organized crime, does that imply that these guys are known to the authorities? I mean, you know, would you know where to find them? Do they operate?
I'm going to say it. They are known.
So why aren't we stopping them? Why aren't they being arrested? Is it complicated?
Why is the municipalities not working? So I don't think you want me to go into politics on the show. You know what I'm saying?
Dion, so what we were saying, what we can say is from that video is that skill, so we can, you guys that run these cash in transit vans, it is possible to outsmart these people, even if you are highly outnumbered. I mean, how many people were involved there in attacking that van that Leo and Lloyd were in?
Well, yes, it is very possible, because on the same day that Leo's incident happened, another incident happened, a mirror incident, where the driver was killed and the guy next to him killed three of the robbers.
Okay.
So with proper training, with proper gear and equipment, yes, it can be stopped. It can be fought.
Yeah. And how many guys were involved that day on Leo's incident? How many people were shooting and driving? Was there two cars on either side?
Yeah, there were two cars on him. Leo was in the escort vehicle. He was not carrying the actual cell phones that was in. There was another courier vehicle in front carrying the cell phones. So the modus operandi of these guys is to take out the escort vehicle with a group and then put another group at the same time on the other vehicle carrying the goods.
And
so we had four cars in this thing.
Yeah.
And we had about 12 people in this thing.
Yeah, all in all. It's a war. And of course, us civilians are often caught in the middle of it.
That's the issue. You know, you're driving next to a van, and the next moment you get incoming shots. What do you do?
So the solution, what would you say the solution? So we're talking about upskilling all drivers and the guys, the staff that work on these vans. That's one thing, right? What else? Is there a different way of couriering these things around? Is there a different way of doing it? I mean, because this seems to be an ongoing thing, and it seems to be getting worse.
It is obviously getting worse, because corruption is rife in all state departments. So you cannot call for backup. You know, you saw Leo calling for Josh and Robbie there. Josh and Robbie were doing exactly what Leo was doing in the vicinity. They were driving another vehicle in the vicinity, escorting another cargo.
Yeah. So would more staff more security, more Leos? Would that make a difference?
Yes, more Leos and more trained Lloyds and better equipment, more armored vehicles and better guns and so on and so forth. Yeah.
Who gets involved? The private sector. I mean, how do we stop this from happening? Because we all have vested interest in this, as we've now pointed out. You as a civilian and the car just driving behind them or next to them, you can get involved. You can find yourself in the middle of a war zone. So we need to stop this. I mean, we're fearing for our lives. Every time we see a cash in transit van, it's, you know, you don't know what can happen next.
Well, I think what we're doing currently on your show is already going to help a tremendous bit, just getting this message out there so that people know what's actually happening out there. The moment we do that, we can start putting pressure on other organizations and so on and so forth. The moment customers realize that they're going to have to pay a bit more to get better experienced guys, better equipment and so on, it's also going to help.
Dion, thanks for the chat. Ek waardeer jou. Groete vir Leo en vir Lloyd en al die manne wat werk op hierdie vans. Dit is seker een van die mees stresvolste jobs. Maar nou weet ons hoe het gedoen kan word en ek hoop julle kry wat julle waarvoor julle vra in terme van ondersteuning, die fondse, the upskilling and all that kind of thing. Thanks so much for your time, Dion.
Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
You too. Cheers now. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Dion Kutsieda is he's the MD of the Fortis Group, the umbrella company that runs, that particular van that went viral across the world with Leo Prinsloo in and also his colleague there, Lloyd Mtombeni, that got caught in that horrible attack on the cash in transit van. It's a pretty common occurrence, actually, around South Africa. It is horrible. It's stressful. But on that particular day, that van won.
Waking up with Martin Bester on Breakfast.
Every morning.
6 to 9 weekdays.